Just in time devotionals, Luke chapter 6, verses 36 to 38. It starts with you. How many times have we reacted against something that made us uncomfortable and that we considered to be unjust? Suddenly we saw an act of injustice towards another person and it made us uncomfortable. Or even worse, that injustice was committed against us and it bothered us and we reacted. But when we react, we do not measure our words, we do not measure our actions, and we end up hurting more or reacting in a more unpleasant way than the evil that was done to us. This is important that we measure it, because the end does not justify the means. We believe that condemning a bad action of others because others did it gives us the authority to condemn it, and in a worse way. Before measuring others, it is important that we learn to measure what is inside our heart. Jesus explained it this way: with the same yardstick that you measure, you will be measured. Jesus also taught us that before we see what is in the other person that is not right, let's look at what is in us that is not right, because we are easy to condemn or to judge, to extend our hand, our finger and say, you did this and you did that, you failed. But when we tell someone that they fail, we are asking ourselves, and how much did we fail? Jesus put it this way: when you want to take our speck in your brother's eye, first look at the log that is in your own eye. We need to learn to react with a healthy heart. And the only way to have a healthy heart is first having Christ in our heart to make us see what is in us is not right, and we can know, and we can renounce that and be transformed by God, be changed by the Lord. Otherwise, all the time, we will be looking for someone to condemn. All this time, we will be looking for someone to judge. How many times have you lived complicated situations and the first thing that comes to your mind is, who are you going to blame? We had a complicated day at work and we get home and we take it out on our children, on our family, even with the dog. We are always looking for someone's downfall to be able to unload the frustration and the anger, perhaps, that we have treasured in the heart. And that we have no release before God, that bitterness, that resentment of the past that still remains there, that are becoming like a very heavy burden. And the tremendous thing is that everyone is realizing your actions. We can declare to the world that we do not agree with something, that is fine, but what is the intention of the heart? What is the intention with which we do things? What is the intention of the heart? What is the intention with which we do things? We have already seen the beam that is in our eye before telling others that they are not doing things right. What is the intention of the heart when we tell someone that they are not doing things right? What is our intention? To feel good because we did them and they did not? To condemn that person because we consider that he is more sinful than me, simply because she does not seem like me? Or my intention is for that person to be changed and avoid a tragic end? We should think about that. But when it is not like that, we are going to react in a violent way. And the Bible teaches about that because it tells us about the heart. And it says that what contaminates a man is what is in his heart. And according to how our heart is, that way we will think, that way we will see, that way we will have a perspective of things, that way we will speak and we will act. If your heart is hurt when you see someone looking at you and another person looking at you, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? They are talking about me. And if they start laughing and look at you, you say, this is over. Why do you think it is you they are talking about? And it turns out that without wanting to, they turn their eyes and saw you and started laughing. But what they were talking about, it seems that we have a delirium of persecution. Or when you know you did something that wasn't right and they called you and tell you, I need to talk to you, we go ready to fight. We start thinking about what we are going to say and we start to meditate. Well, if he tells me this, I'm going to answer him with this. If he tries to reproach me for this and tells me that I have to change, then I'm going to expose his dirty laundry. I'm going to expose his dirty laundry because he has hidden things and he cannot advise me or she cannot advise me if first he or she doesn't change his life. We are already going. We are already going with a thought in our mind, ready for whatever they are going to tell us. And we are carrying two stones in our hand and a suitcase full of stones too. Yes, these are injustices. Yes, people make mistakes. Yes, it is not right how others react. Of course you are right. You are right about something that someone did that was not right. Of course, it is not wrong to be right. But the question is, how are we going to react? Let us never forget that if I am going to knock on someone's door to judge him, later on someone will knock on my door to judge me. What I judge in others is the same thing that Jesus taught. With the same yardstick you measure, you will be measured. Now, is it wrong to judge? Is it wrong to reprimand someone? Is it wrong to tell someone that it is not right? It is not wrong. The question is, how do you do it? And let's not go after the excuse that the truth hurts. I better not say anything because the truth hurts. Every time I say something, then they get upset. Haven't you thought that maybe it is not because of what you said that they got upset, but the way you said it? What was your intention when you said it? Humiliate? Think you are more important? Challenge others or degrade the condition of others? The problem is there in the heart. Maybe we don't measure ourselves because we get to a point where we receive so much during the day and we empty it at home or with the first one that comes in front of us. Pastor, what is the solution to that? God, Jesus said again, come to me those of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In other words, you feel tired, frustrated, you have anger inside because you have realized that there are things that are not right and continue to do so, and people do not change. Well, come to me. Pray and find rest in God. My beloved friends, maybe what your eyes see will not change for a long time. We cannot change people, and everyone has a different way of thinking. As they say, every head is different. It's a world of its own. But you know how we can make a difference, and I think it's going to help a lot. Starting with us, first step, to be humble, to recognize before God that we are sinners, that we fail, and before telling someone else that they are gossiping because they started talking about us, to recognize that before we realize that that person was talking about us, we talked about 10 more yesterday. Then before we told someone else, it is unfair what you're doing to me, it is unjust what you are doing with me. Let us recognize before God that we have been 7 times more unjust with others. This reminds me precisely talking about this. Jesus sits down and begins to preach the word and speak to them through a means that they could understand. He tells them through a story. This is called a parable. And he says to them, once upon a time, there was a very wealthy man, a man who had a very good position. He had a servant. This servant owed him. I am going to put it in local currency. This servant owed him about 200,000. So he called him to collect from him. He was going through a moment of crisis in his house, so he did not have the money. He begged him and told him, forgive me the debt, or give me another term to pay you, because the situation has been complicated. He even cried in front of him. And well, that gentleman was moved to mercy and told him, oh well, it is okay. It is a small debt. Do not worry. Your debt is cancelled. The man left there happy because his debt had been forgiven. And he went home and started to do the math and to say, well, I no longer owe this. My debt has been forgiven. And he took out a list. And in that list, there were several people who owed him. He said, well, now as I no longer have to pay there, this is going to stay with me in my fund. He went to the first on the list and went to look for him. And when he found him, he said to him, I need you to pay me the debt you owe me. But sir, you know how the situation has been. I tell him that other person. Here they answer him. He interrupted him and answered him. Here it appears that you owe me 80,000. So I need you to pay me. It is necessary. The other one knelt down and told him, forgive me, I don't have. Or give me the opportunity. Give me some more time to be able to pay you. And that man hardened his heart. He did not remember that he had already been forgiven. He simply told him, I need my money. He looked for the police and had him taken to jail. Another one that was passing by noticed the event and meditated in his heart, saying, perhaps this was not the one that my master forgave the 200,000, and now he's not capable of forgiving 80,000. Then he went to his master and explained everything he had seen. This wealthy and well-off gentleman called the servant back and told him, I forgave you your debt. Why didn't you have mercy as I had mercy on you and forgave that which was a smaller debt? Now you will have to pay with interest what you owe me. And he was sent to jail. Tremendous, right? Just so we understand, who on earth is just? Now, with this, I am not justifying the one who steals. Am I justifying the one who misuses the power he has? No. I am showing you the way so that your burden is not so heavy and you can let go of it. Because God is willing to help you. But as long as you are carrying redundancy, that very heavy burden, you will have the desire to take revenge. And every time something happens to you, you will react badly. You are killing your wife, your husband, your children, your family. You are not giving thanks and enjoying every morning that the Lord gives you. So please, do not be forewarned. The Father is waiting for you. Let yourself be found by the Father and open your heart. Confess that before others fails you, you fail twice. And only God can give you true forgiveness, can restore you, can lift you up and give you a new life. Take your burden and then, yes, begin to understand the importance of knowing how to live. What is inside us? Let us begin to reflect and ask God the Father. You know our heart, our lying down and our lifting up. There are things that we cannot hide from you. We ask you for forgiveness. Forgive us. Forgive us because it is enough to go out to the street and see that someone does something wrong and to lift us up and to express incorrect words. Forgive us. Heal our hearts. We urgently need to be healed, to be tolerant, to receive your love and to be able to express it to others. Start with me today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos has spoken to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. Also remember that you can enter our YouTube channel, type Devotional Just in Time and click on subscribe. A hug, blessings.